Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Daryl Peel. We're back with Dr. Peel right after this.
If you could take a rainbow and a clear blue summer sky
and mix them with a gentle breeze in a bowl of pure sunshine,
you'd have the taste of bluebell made the good old-fashioned way.
Then you'd have a real good start on a bluebell country day.
Homemade ice cream, what a perfect way to say. Have yourself a bluebell country day.
Dip a stick into a carton of bluebell ice cream and pull out a 2.75-ounce bar of homemade vanilla, strawberries and homemade vanilla, mint chocolate chip, buttered pecan, and now cookies and cream. Bluebell ice cream on a stick in a handy 12-pack.
Bluebell homemade ice cream, what a perfect way to say. Have yourself a Bluebell country day.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at your local grocer and pick up your favorite flavor today.
Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel joining us today as we talk about the fall cattle runs. He says September actually a little bit behind a year ago when it came to the number of cattle, feeder cattle, coming to market in the state.
Well, if you look at the auction totals for the data we have available in Oklahoma, in the month of September, total marketings were actually down about 7%, a little bit more than 7% this year. We didn't see quite the normal number of cattle. I think in general that's because we've had pretty good forage conditions and lots of the summer grazing cattle are still out there. And we're just now at the point where we'd start seeing the run of fall calves in terms of the new weaned calves this fall.
As far as what that means for our mama cow operators selling calves into the marketplace right now, Dr. Peel says...
Well, in terms of prices, we have a seasonal tendency for prices to drop a little bit as we move through the month of October. Really, we bottom around the end of October, first part of November. And that could happen this year. Prices actually were down a bit in September. They dropped a bit, and they actually increased this last week a little bit. So I think there's a good chance prices stay steady. It really hinges as much as anything on the demand side. And right now we're a little dry in Oklahoma, and the real question is, do we get some rain fairly soon that helps establish wheat pasture? That will be the key to whether cattle prices drop much at all or stay the same. They could actually even increase if we had very good demand. That doesn't look terribly likely right now.
For those that own calves right now, Dr. P. Peel's got something for you to think about. He says maybe you want to hang on to those calves and put a few more pounds on them.
Well, you know, some people always sell at weaning, and this year I think if anything we have less of a tendency for a seasonal decrease in prices, so it's probably okay. The thing I would point out is if you look at the market signals out there, there's a pretty good potential value for adding weight to cattle this year. And so producers that have some forage, have the ability to think about a retained ownership program, might want to put a pencil to that and see if that's a possibility for them this year. There's quite a bit of value to be had in adding an extra 100, 200 pounds to these calves before they sell.
For those folks that got some nice moisture from Hermine and have got some good fall pasture, or for those that think they may still be able to get some decent wheat pasture here in the fall of 2010, it looks like there's a pretty good opportunity if you want to buy a few stocker cattle and put some pounds on them. Money can be made.
Well, again, if you look at that decrease we've seen over the last month in feeder cattle prices, there's a bit of a buying opportunity. Those same signals that would promote retained ownership are what stocker producers are looking at. So, you know, there's a lot of potential demand out there. The real key, again, right now is the weather in terms of wheat pasture demand for cattle. If we get some rain soon, I think we'll see considerable demand for these cattle. And right now we've got a pretty good buying opportunity for those.
Oklahoma State University Extension Livestock Market Economist, Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the Black Jack and Guest 20th Annual Angus Production Sale coming Saturday, October 16th, Seminole, Oklahoma. 75 Angus lots, 115 head to be selling. Fall yearling bulls, fall calf, cow pairs, and bred cows, top quality bred heifers, spring cow-calf pairs, some fancy show heifer prospects as well. Contact Keith and Jack Grissom at Black Jack Angus Farms, 405-382-7678. Catalog can be downloaded at nationalcattle.com. Black Jack Angus Farms Production Sale, Saturday, October 16th, Seminole, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.